All right. Well, welcome to another episode of the Drive to See Alive. Greatest thing about this episode is that this will be the first time that I'm drinking and driving. But before you get like alarmed, like call the authorities and whatnot, just let it be known that I'm playing a video game and drinking and driving. In fact, I'm playing Grand Theft Auto Vice City, which I haven't played in a couple years. I actually, the last few years, because I wasn't using my PlayStation, I gave it to Timmy. And then, obviously, when he died, we went through all this stuff, and everybody's like, you know, taking what they want. And one of the things I got was the PlayStation. But, it was my PlayStation to begin with. But, you know, I just took it back. But I haven't used it much. Because these days, since I'm so busy, because I'm so busy, I don't have a chance to just, like, goof around and play video games and shit. So, doesn't make for, like, good radio. I just realized I'm, like, I'm sitting here paying more attention to the video game than I am this recording, which goes to show you just like it just goes to show you that I probably shouldn't be drinking and stuff like while I'm probably shouldn't be drinking while I'm doing the drive to stay alive, and I also probably shouldn't be driving. Because as it stands right now, already I found it like a really hard time to, oh shit, fucking pulled me out of the car like a fucking asshole. Alright, starting now. This is the drive to stay alive, and although it is a Monday morning, this is unlike any other episode of the Drive to Stay Alive that I have recorded thus far. And that's because in this episode, I'm drinking while I'm driving. But before you get concerned and like call the proper authorities and shit, I'm driving a fictional car because I'm playing a Grand Theft Auto Vice City, which I haven't played in years. Just because I gave Timmy my PlayStation, and then when I got it back, I was just like, I have no need for video games anymore. Like, I have too much. I don't have enough time to sit here and goof around with video games, because I got all this other shit I'm working on. Not to mention, just like, lately trying to find a reason to live. I mean, I think that's a little more important than video games, if you ask me. But I'm going to sit here and I'm going to try to talk while I'm playing this. It's extremely difficult because, like, first of all, when I'm drunk, I can't really pay attention to much anyway. But now I'm drunk and playing video games. I mean, it's just like, I can't pay attention for shit right now. But here's the thing, while I'm sitting here playing video games, like, playing Grand Theft Auto, Vice City. If you ever played any of the Grand Theft Auto games, it's like this, like, the thing is, like, you, like, steal people's cars, and you, like, beat people up and run them over and, you know, have sex with hookers, give them money, and then kill them and take the money back. I mean, like, you do all sorts of awful things in Vice City. And I know a lot of people, like, blame the video games for all the, you know, violence and everything like that, but look, if people want to be violent, they're going to be violent and shit. But the thing is, I love like this, like, just driving a van, just fucking all over the place, and running people over, and crashing it, and shooting people, and all that stuff. Like, I love doing that shit. Would I ever do it in real life? No, hell no, man. That's the thing I don't understand. Like, video games, you do in video games what you can't do in life. Like, that's where the fun is. But, like, people, you don't actually go out then and do this shit in real life. That'd be, like, ridiculous if you did. I think that's why there's, like, such a big problem in this world, because, like, people don't have... Oh, shit, can I take off over the... People don't have that disparity, I guess. Like, they don't have the ability to separate real life from, like, shit like video games. Like, kind of shit this shouldn't happen in real life. But people do it anyway. Like, I'm driving a van, like, over a river. Oh, no, and I just barely made it. Fuck, it kicks ass, dude. Who doesn't want to drive a van over a river? But see, there's a difference between people like me. People who do this shit, like, in a fucking video game, and then people who do that in real life. Like, who just, like, takes a van and drives it over a river in real life? That's fucking stupid. So people are just dumb. Now I think I'm starting to realize why I don't record the Drive to Stay Alive while I'm playing video games, and also, like, while I've been drinking too, because I don't know how long I've been talking, but I don't think I'm making a lick of sense. Just sound like a complete idiot, which isn't, you know, just in no way which is in no way different from then the norm. Just me just not making sense, sounding like a complete asshole. Why did I just pick up a machete? How did I just pick up a machete on the ground? There's a cop. Okay, how about this? Why are there so many goddamn cops in this fucking city? This is ridiculous. There's cops everywhere. Like, you can't run over somebody without, like, having a cop run after you. It's like, man, come on. Let me just, like, take out a machete and fucking murder somebody. Why do the cops gotta get involved, man? What if I just feel like murdering? Damn cops always getting in the way of everything. Fucking cops. So, like, I pull out a machete and I fucking knife somebody and the cops gotta get involved. So, like, what kind of bullshit is that? Now I can't drive, like, without, you know, the goddamn cops always, you know, beating up on me and shit. So, what I wanted to do while I'm recording this episode and driving drunk on this video game was to kind of, like, figure out if I'm able to do both. Because I really don't think I am. And it's just, like, you know, a test of sorts, I guess. And so far I think I'm failing. Because I'm not, like, paying a single bit of attention to anything that's going on. And in no way is this, like, a proper episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. Because I'm really not saying anything or doing anything. But here's the thing, man. Yeah, I just hit a hooker. Well, the problem is, like, I am not making any sense. Oh, shit. Fucking cops! Get off me, you son of a bitch. I'm not making any sense. But here's the thing, man. I got nothing else to say anymore. I don't know how many times we can go over this Drive to Stay Alive thing and just be like, and talk shit about... I don't even want to record anymore. I literally have nothing to say. I'm sitting here... Ooh, hello, it's a lady of the night. Dude, I really got nothing to say anymore about what I should be doing here, and... I really got a problem. Oops. Fuck. No, hooker, get back in. Alright, I'm gonna go take this hooker somewhere. And preferably have sex with her. See if I can put on some sexy music. I don't think it's private enough for the hooker to start having sex with me. But she's taking my money. It's fucking bullshit. This hooker is just, like, robbing me blind right now. See if she'll give me an HJ back here in the alley. See if I can get an HJ from this hooker. What'd I do with my free time if, like... This hooker's a piece of shit. Let me get my money back, hooker. Damn it. Did I just beat up a hooker and didn't even get my money back? What's the point of beating up a hooker if you can't get your money back? Now I got a baseball bat. This is the worst episode of Drive to Stay Alive ever. Let's try again. Alright, here's another episode of the Drive to Stay Alive. Oh, baby. I'm gonna see if I can pick up this hooker. See if this hooker will go have sex with me somewhere. Because that's kind of what I'm looking for right now. It's like, isn't everybody just like looking for some love? Let's see if this is private enough for an HJ. Isn't everybody just like want to sit back? You know, put on some Toto. Get, you know, their dick sucked by a hooker. I mean, isn't that like the whole purpose of life? I thought it was. And that's why, you know, I'm doing it during my Drive to Stay Alive today. But the thing is, like, I am playing... Ooh, can I pick up two? Let me see if I can rock a little Toto and pick up two hookers. That's what everybody wants to do with their free time, right? Hey, baby. Alright. Well, I wonder where I could take this hooker. I'll let you give me a handy, like, back in the alley somewhere. Mars would ever do. I felt some rains. I watched that hooker blow up. Yeah! Dead hookers! And I could take back all my money. Fucking dirty hookers. Yeah, beat up some hookers with a baseball bat. Shoot a cop in cold blood, bitch. Cop killer, cop killer. Oh, shit. Now I got 3 stars on me. Let's see if drunk driving really pays off now. I got 3 fucking cops, a fucking multitude of cops on me. I got 3 stars, man. I'm killing cops left and right. You're gonna never catch me, cop fuckers. And it's like, everybody just, like, wants to do this. Like, how many people... Okay, dude, if you could, like, live 1,000,000 lives... Get out of my way, you fucking assholes. If you could, like, live, you know, with no responsibilities... And kind of no... Kind of like Bill Murray in Groundhog's Day, where it's just, like, no matter what you did... Like, it didn't matter. You could just fucking do whatever you want. Wouldn't you, like, steal a cop car and, like, fucking, you know, terrorize people and shit like that? Be fucking amazing. You could just do whatever you want, man. Just say fuck it. And then you'd wake up the next morning, like in your house, and just be like, oh man, nothing happened. That was really cool. And what's to stop, like, a person from actually just, you know, thinking, like, hey man, like, you know, we can really do that. That's a reality. Ah, shit. Goddamn cops. I hate cops, man. Fuck cops. Cops, like, get in the way of everything. Everything that you want to do that's fun in this world, cops just get in the way of. These broken wings is the best part about this game, dude. Seriously, like, alright. I wish there was, like, a way you could play where the cops would never, like, fuck around with you. Because then it would allow you to just drive your car and... just drive your car and shoot people and, like, steal people's cars and shit and just sit around cruise and, like, listen to sweet-ass 80s music. Like, if that was, like, a mode of playing, it's all I would ever do. In fact, like, that's all I ever do anyway. Like, I just turn on the game, drive around, old motorcycle, boom, baby! I need you so... so take these broken wings. Dude, if I could do this in real life, just like get in my car, get drunk, listen to some fucking Mr. Mister, and like run over hookers and stuff, man, dude, I'd do that every day. I don't know, like, if I could do that and get away with that shit, actually. I mean, like, because you can't get away with this kind of shit. I mean, let's not kid ourselves here. This is an awful thing to do. And I really am glad I don't act like this in real life. Because I'd be like a real fucking crazy bastard, you know? Yeah, Starsky and Hutch that shit. I'm gonna go steal some bitch's scooter. Oops. Get off the scooter, motherfucker. Yeah, get off that goddamn scooter. Yeah, man. Fucking driving a little ass scooter. Like a college person. Oh, shit. And I'm like listening to Mr. Mister, man. Like, it doesn't get much better than this. Is that a ramp? Then I'm gonna take the scooter off of a fucking ramp. Why not? Scooter maniac. Alright. I'm just wondering. Alright, dude, today is a pretty great day. Just because I can wake up and just do whatever the fuck I want. And if I want to go, like, drunk driving on a video game, I can. And I'm having a lot of fun doing this. And, you know, for... even just this brief period of time, I don't feel like a complete piece of shit. Because I'm actually, like, enjoying what I'm doing right now. Ooh, baby. That's a good song, but I gotta steal a different car here. Like, I'm actually enjoying what I'm doing right now. And it'd be like, people would be like, well, no shit, dude. You're, like, driving, like, a car, drunk... screwing around on the streets, running over people and killing them, listening to sweet 80s music. What's not the love about that shit? And I'm like, well, yeah. But it goes beyond that. It's the fact that, like... yeah, it goes beyond that. It's the fact that... not just, like, drinking and goofing around. It's the fact that right now, I'm doing what I want to do. Or I'm doing what I feel like doing. A lot of times I have to do like what the man tells me to do, or like, because like I got a job and responsibilities and all sorts of shit. I don't really ever get to do what I want to do. And right now I'm just like being a complete, like, you know, detriment to society by sitting around in my pajamas drinking and just like killing everybody on a video game. I don't know. I just kind of wish I could just make my own rules and just do whatever I want, like, whenever I wanted. It kind of seems no fair that you always have to abide by somebody else's rules and, you know, live by somebody else's plan. And I guess it's an alright thing. Because how many people in this world get to say they make their own plans? Very few people have their choice of what they do with their life. So if you're one of the 2% that, you know, gets to decide whatever they want to do all the time, well, that's cool and everything, but chances are you're probably going to be working for the, you know, for those 2% instead. So I've been trying to find a good balance in my life to be able to kind of do what I want to do while at the same time surviving in this world and taking care of business, whatever, but be able to at the end of the day be like, yeah, man, this is a reason to be alive today. I figured out, like, there's a little bit of purpose in life. I don't know, every day I'm just going to sit and try to find that. Because if not for that, then what's the point? Then every day is just the same. But there's a difference. Like, some people, they're going to go out and try to find, like, their own reason to live. And they're going to try to, you know, do things with their life. But unfortunately, it looks like I'm the kind of person that will instead sit here and fuck around and play some stupid video game instead of actually doing something with their life. Like, today, I have a lot of chances today to kind of, like, make a difference, to kind of change things. But instead of doing that, I'm just going to fuck around like I normally do. I really wish I cared enough about my life to do something with it. But it's like, man, we talked about in the last episode, was the fact that, like, I don't think I can figure this shit out on my own. Obviously, I got some problems, man. I got some pretty insane problems. I don't like any of them. I'm not happy that I have problems. Who is? I like when I just, like, don't pay attention to, like, what the hell's going on. And I'm sitting here just like, oh, yeah, I'm not happy having problems. Like, dude, come on. Listen to yourself. What are you saying? Is there anybody in this world who's just like, oh, man, I'm so glad I have problems. Like, it's so much fun to be me. It's like, oh, man, life is difficult. Like, I hate it. And like, who is happy to have problems? Fucking stupid. I'm actually pretty upset right with myself right now for acting like a complete idiot. But it just seems like, if I'm gonna go along with that, I'm just a fucking idiot for thinking that my problems are unique. And I'm just like an idiot for thinking that they're not solvable. Cause let's face it, man, my problems are fucking stupid as hell. And I could fix them so easily if I just made it, like, put forth some kind of effort. But the problem with that... Oh, I'm gonna steal an ambulance? Oh, I just rolled an ambulance. Just drunk driving the shit out of an ambulance right now. You think if, like... Why does this asshole even follow me? I'm swerving all over the goddamn road. And some asshole is just kind of like, yeah, man, let's follow this ambulance. Who would do that? Who would, like, be like, oh, man, let me follow this guy because it's, like, a good time. I'm drunk driving for shit just all over the fucking goddamn road like a fucking asshole. This asshole is just trying to get home to his wife and family, and I'm just like, fuck you, man, I'm gonna run your ass over with the goddamn ambulance, and I'm gonna watch him burn now, cause, like, the fucking car exploded and he exploded with it. That's so good. I just killed that motherfucker and not a goddamn thing he could do about it. This asshole's like, oh, what happened to this car wreck? I'll tell you what, we'll punch you in the back of your skull. Ah, man. There's not... Oh, there's shit, another ambulance? I don't have a goddamn ambulance. What's to drive an ambulance? You know, except for, like, people, I guess, want to help people. I'd rather drive, like, this fucking Tahoe. Be like, yeah, give me this shit. You put on some fucking radios. The best thing about this game is being able to listen to the radio. Like when you're in the goddamn car. Oh, I don't know. Then I have no idea what's going on. I lost track of what was going on like a while back. Why can't I pick up a lady of the night? Yeah! Picked up a lady of the night. Would you ever get with a prostitute? Who am I asking? That's a funny thing. Like, I'm sitting here going, like, I'm asking, like, who am I asking? Myself? Like, of course I would. Wait, did I just say that out loud? Yeah, man, like, dude, it's not like my sex life is, you know, like, something to write home about. But I mean, who writes home about, like, the sex they're having? That's the funny thing, like, shit, is somebody shooting guns? The fuck, man? What happened to the goddamn prostitute? Oh, shit. There's my car. Where's the goddamn prostitute? Yeah, I got a goddamn motorcycle. Motoran! What's your price for flying? Mr. Right. You won't let say okay. Like a fucking dirt bike. So fair. Anytime you hit something, you fucking fall on the ground, man. Like, I just take, like, what if I just want to hit people and run shit over? Like, can't do that on a fucking motorcycle. Sad but true. See if I can run over somebody with a motorcycle and kill them. Yeah, dude, I killed somebody with a fucking motorcycle. That's awesome. Who hasn't wanted to kill somebody with a motorcycle? Well, not, like, kill somebody who owns a motorcycle, but kill somebody using a motorcycle as a weapon. Like, why not? Yeah! I just ghost rid a motorcycle. Hee hee! Oh, it's a fucking helicopter pad? Dude, that's awesome, man. I want to go on, like, a helicopter. Dude, how come you can't go on a helicopter on this game? This game's fucking bullshit. I love it. It's like... that's one of my favorite things to do, like... As far as, like, on this game. Even though, like, messing with the cops gets you in trouble and shit. And people beating up on you and everything. It is fun to kind of, like, be chased by the cops listening to Sister Christian. Like, you're just like, woo, woo, woo. Dude, I have to imagine, like, if I was ever in, like, a high-speed chase, the cops are, you know, chasing, you know. Is that what chase implies? High-speed chase? Cops are chasing after you? Like, I'd want to turn on some fucking 80s classic rock. It'd just be funny as hell, like... Cops are like chasing me in the background, and it's like, motoring! Oh man, I was gonna try to like steal that cop car. Stealing cop cars is the best. Because like, you're just a complete asshole if like you get pulled over by the cops and then steal their car. Alright, we're gonna try for one more go at this. In order to make this an entertaining podcast while at the same time playing my video game, which is probably not gonna happen. Chances are I'm going to have to, like, scrap this entire thing just because... What the hell have I done so far? Just, like, utter, like, complete nonsense. It's, like, just been absolute nonsense this whole episode. And... But if I'm going to, like, be quite honest here... That's my life, is complete nonsense. Like, there's nothing that I can do correctly. I'm just, like, a complete, like, waste of space. I punched a car and it started on fire. Damn! If you try to like pull a cop out of his car, you bust it right away? That's no way. That's not fair. Dude, why should like cops get like... Why should cops be able to dictate what the hell goes on, man? It's so fair. Cops are fucking bullshit anyway. I'll fucking punch a cop. I just punch a cop in his stupid face. I'm gonna get in a fucking like Lamborghini and take off. Ah, that's a good old thing, man. That's why real life sucks ass, man. I'll do anything to live like a fake life. Like this video game. Like, just go up and punch a cop in the face and steal a fucking Lamborghini and drive away listening to 80s music. Like, that's just no fair that you can't do that shit in real life. Well, I guess, like, technically you can do that in real life. If you want to, like, go to jail and shit. Who wants to go to jail? In jail, they make you do things like toss the salad. You don't want to fucking toss salad, man. That's fucking gross as shit. Do I do what I do? Oh, darling. Oh. Get off me, you assholes. Just drive backwards around the city. Fuck over some people. Run over some motherfucker. You're like, I'm coming for you, bitch. Just run over some jackass in a fucking Lamborghini. Well, I'm the jackass in the Lamborghini just running over motherfuckers. But I'm like coming in, I'm like driving in reverse. And you should have been seeing, like, it's not like I'm driving that fast. You can see me from like a mile away. You drive over 4 or 5 people and the fucking cops are after you. Oh, come on. Fucking bullshit, man. Why are cops always gonna mess with all my fun? But they seriously need like a version of this game where you're like, you never get in trouble for doing shit. Cause that's like half the fun in this game is just fucking around with everything. And if you can't fuck around, then what's the point, man? Everybody plays video games as a way to escape. Like, let's face it, man. Life like sucks balls. Like, some people maybe have, like, some good lives, and I'm sure, like, some people have things to be proud about and some things that they enjoy in life. And, like, I'm cool with that. You know, if you enjoy your life, awesome. More power to you because you figured it out. But, like, there's a lot of us who haven't figured out a way to enjoy, like, the life that was bestowed upon us. And for us, then, you need to find some form of escape. You need to find, like, something to do that kind of takes you away from life and allows you to, like, allows you to forget about your stupid existence. And so then video games become, like, a good escape for a lot of people. And then, so then, let us play the video games that, like, we had the way that we intended to play them, because look, man, we need this, like, we need this kind of escape. Don't limit our escapism. That's like telling, like, a painter what he can and cannot draw, or, you know, or giving a painter, be like, well, you only get like 9 colors to work with. Like, that's just no fair, man. Don't limit my possibilities. Ghost ride a scooter. I don't know what to say or do anymore. I just realized it's just like a stupid wasted effort and trying to record a podcast when I'm otherwise too intoxicated to record it normal style like I would do out on the road. And while this certainly had a lot of potential to kind of give you a different perspective of, you know, what it's like to record this thing, like, while I'm not driving and drinking. Or I can't even pay attention to what I'm doing. I record this, like, while I can drive and drink. just kind of like, it's not as cool as it could have been. Whatever, man. I'm okay with that. Fuck it. Well, I'm going to attempt to end this. Because there's no reason to keep this going on any longer. Let's just all just kind of agree that there's, at this point, still no reason to stay alive. I mean, unfortunately, I've been driving both in real life and also on this video game for some time now, and haven't yet found a reason. I just kind of run out of things to say, run out of things to do, run out of, I don't know, man. Alright, this has got to be a good place to get a hand job from a hooker. This has been an awful time so far. Like, I can't even get a hooker to, like, she takes my money, but I can't even get a hooker to, like, you know, give me an HJ or anything like that. This kind of seems like no fair. It's like, wait a second, I already paid, so shouldn't you just be making with the... Give me my fucking money back, bitch. So just to close it out, I guess. The fuck did I just do? I just probably just killed a goddamn cop and a shot... Okay, I shot my gun. You'll never catch me, coppers! Ha 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 ha! Alright, man, all I did was shot my gun out of my car window while I was driving a stolen vehicle while I'm wanted for murder of a cop. And, like, they all gotta get up all up on me? That's some fucking bullshit, man. Like, why are those cops, you know, always messing with me? It's no fucking fair, man. I didn't do nothing. Goddamn cops got no reason for busting down my door. Does give you kind of a rush, though, like being chased by the cops in like a high-speed like pursuit. I mean, let's look at this. It's gotten to a point where I can't even focus anymore. Like, I goof around. It's just gotten to the point where I can't even pay attention anymore. I just can't even focus on what the hell I'm doing, because I'm too busy, like, fucking around. And for a person who is supposedly trying to get their life back together and trying to figure out, like, a reason to stay alive, the person sure is pouring a pretty strong drink for 2:30. Holy fuck, it's 2:30? Damn it. It's just, like, less than 12 hours until, like, the end of this year. As the time I'm recording this, it is December 31st of the year 2012, which means that in a little less than, like I said, 12 hours, it's going to be 2013. Here's the issue I have with that. Look, I'm not ready for it to be 2013. Like, most people, you know, they don't want to grow another year older. Then, you know, they lie about their age and just be like, yeah, I'm not really, you know, this and that. And I got no problem with being 31 years old. I have no issue with, maybe some people are just like hesitant to, take a part in 2013 because 13 is an unlucky number. Look, I don't believe in luck. Kind of believe that there's a reason for everything going on. I don't believe we'll ever understand that reason, but still, it just can't all be random. That's, it'd be so unfair if some of us just get screwed over while some of us prosper. It can't just be completely random. There's got to be a reason why some are blessed and some sit here and wallow in their own self-pity like a fucking asshole just trying to figure out the fuck's wrong with their life when all the answers are, you know, red and blue and white right in front of their fucking faces all the time. So, yes, I'm that asshole. If you've been playing along at home, I'm that goddamn asshole who comes on here every week and complains about how bad they have it, when in actuality, their life really isn't all that bad. I certainly have more in my life that I could probably give thanks for, and things that are probably most other people would give up their left nut for, I guess. But it's all a matter of perspective, man. I don't see it like that. I don't see the world as like a positive giver, as this very likable thing to be a part of. I don't see the world like that. I see it in a completely different way. And yes, it's all about attitude, and it's all about, you know, like your perception. And it is about maintaining positive mental health and all that kind of shit. And I don't care. I really don't care about that shit, because it's not how I see the world. It's not how I live my life. I can't help it. I wasn't doing this because I want to. Who wants to live like this? Life like this is bullshit, man. So another week. Another weekend, and we still haven't figured out anything at all. Haven't figured out half of anything. Like, this sucks. This really fucking sucks. I'm sick of this. Sick of life being like this. I'm sick of me bitching and moaning about it. And just, it's not so easy as changing it. Because even, I fear, like, even if I change it, it's still not going to be good. Like, it's just kind of, life will never get any better than the way it used to be. Sure as hell wouldn't hope to, it wouldn't hurt to try though, right? No, exactly. I have nothing positive to say anymore. And I remember there's a couple things I remember from my childhood. And one of them is, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all. But if that were the case, would we have ever even had this podcast? Yeah, baby, thanks for making a guest appearance. Would we have ever even had this Drive to Stay Alive podcast if there was something nice to say? Or if we didn't talk when there was nothing nice to say? No, because this is all about the negative, unfortunately. I wish I had better news for you. I wish I had better answers. I wish I had more entertaining things to do. But that's life. Life isn't all about entertainment and happiness and joy and sorts of shit like that. That's not what life's all about. You wish it was. People certainly try hard and they strive to make life that entertaining, joyful, fun-loving time. But life's the good and the bad. You know, it's gonna be the terrible things that happen. It's gonna be the hard times. It's gonna be those times when you're crying when you wish that you were happy. 'And I do have a feeling like in the end it's all going to kind of balance itself out. And when all's said and done, there will be more happiness than sadness. But it just kind of seems like I've been stuck in this year and a half period of sadness. And it's really hard. It's really hard to sit here and honestly say that it's going to get better. It's hard for me to look outside and look to the future and see a light.
really difficult to sit here with a smile on my face and pretend that everything's okay. If I had a reason to be happy, trust me, I'd do it. I'd be happy, but I don't. So this whole thing's been about, like I've been saying. Yeah, guest appearance. So, yeah, since I am home, Major Corbin Dallas is able to make a guest appearance on this podcast because Major Corbin Dallas stays home all day while I go to work so I can make money to be able to feed him. Because Major Corbin Dallas eats a lot of food. Yes, you are. You eat so much. I wish I could say, hey, where does he put all that? But Major Corbin Dallas has a little belly, doesn't he? Yeah. So here I am holding Major Corbin Dallas. Like, I guess, like, in some ways, he's my reason to stay alive. Because even though he bites me, this little bastard still loves me. I'm his owner. Meow. Yeah! Major Corbin Dallas. Major Corbin Dallas is trying to get away. But unbeknownst to him, I won't let him. Because Major Corbin Dallas is mine. Does anybody else want to negotiate? Yeah, me and you watched the movie that you were named after. Do you remember that? Yeah. Maybe Major Corbin Dallas is being a little asshole right now, but that's okay because he's my asshole. Alright, we'll let Corbin Dallas go figure out something better to do with his life than hanging out here and talking to you guys. I'm just gonna end this right now. Not life! don't worry, pals. Now, the only thing... Holy shit, I think I just had a revelation. Let me take a sip of whiskey while I think this over. I think I just had a revelation. Maybe my reason to stay alive is to find a reason to stay alive. I don't know if that makes sense or not. But it's just the fact that I'm supposed to be here to keep looking for a reason to be here. Because that's what kind of drives you every day. That's what kind of keeps you in the mindset of waking up and finding, you know, every day you should wake up looking for a purpose. Because or else you're coasting. And maybe once you find that purpose, you become complacent and you're just like, well, you know, I figured out what I need to do with life. And, you know, then you no longer have, you don't no longer go out and seek for a reason to be alive. So maybe my reason is just to kind of keep going. It sounds stupid because who wants to live with never having a reason to live? But doesn't the intrigue of not having one, like being one of those people who always questions everything, is always living with wonder, going, what if, you know, why them and not me? Like, you're sitting here, you may be the exception to the rule, that everybody else who has a reason to live is still alive, everybody who doesn't have a reason to live is dead, and then there's some of us just kind of in between who are searching. We're kind of half dead, half alive. That's how I feel a lot of times. I feel like I'm half dead. Because I'm just dragging through life, just going like, ugh. But at the same time, I'm half alive, just going, well, maybe. And the two sides are fighting at all times. And there's fighting this never-ending battle. And both of them are, you know, one will win one time, the other wins the other time. And you kind of stay even. And that's key. That's what's keeping me alive, is having that inner battle of trying to figure it all out. So maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. But all I'm going to say is, and until we figure that out, it's one more week that I'm alive. One more week that I'm here. One more week that I have to try to figure it all out. So yes, I am alive. There's probably a reason to keep on living. So until then, I think I'm just going to keep searching for my drive to stay alive. I'm a little too drunk to do anything else at this point. It's a good thing I'm not behind the wheel of a real car. And I was just behind the wheel of a video game car. Because there could have been some disastrous results. But maybe that was the point. And maybe there's a reason I'm not driving to work today. Because had I actually had been to work, going to work today, and had a reason to get behind the wheel of my automobile, maybe I could have killed myself or somebody else. But instead, I'm not. I'm at home. So you have to kind of think. Sometimes, maybe there is somebody looking out for you, trying to tell you when and where you can do things and when and where you can't do things, and trying to help you out in this drive to stay alive. I don't know. I'm going to go think about that for a little bit. So, I'm still alive. I'm still here. Still trying to figure out my reason why I should keep it going. But at the same time, trying to battle off those demons that say you don't belong here anymore. There is no reason to stay alive. So it's this epic struggle between the good forces and the bad forces, the light and the dark, good and evil. You know, John Goodman versus Evel Knievel. Hey, get out of the cupboard, you asshole. Knock that shit off. I'll fucking kill you. No, no, not really. Jesus. No, don't send the NAACP. Wait, no, that's the National Advancements for African American Peoples or something like that. Colored Peoples. No, you can send them after me. Don't send the PETA. That's it. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Because I called my cat an asshole and I said I'd fucking kill him. Don't send PETA after me. PETA. Don't send them after me to like come and, you know, take care of me. Because listen, everything this asshole does, he deserves it. He deserves to get yelled at for going into goddamn cupboards. Like, stay out of there, you jerk. You know, all you're going to do is go in there and cause some mischief and shit like that. So, well, I believe that's it for now. I really don't know what else the hell else to do with myself right now. Just a fucking waste of space. But at least I'm going to keep driving. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep thinking. Gonna keep trying to figure all this shit out because some way, somehow, there is a reason to stay alive. I just gotta find it. So, take care. Have a good day.